Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be tunes that BIX recorded, but the recordings that I'm going to play are by three different bands. First Abe Lyman, then Ben Pollack, and finally Fred Rich. Let me tell you a little bit about Abe Lyman. He was born Abraham Simon on August 4th, 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, died on October 23rd, 1957 in Los Angeles, California. He was a popular band leader from the 1920s to the 1940s. He made recordings, appeared in films, and provided the music for numerous radio shows, including your hit parade. He had an engagement at the Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel on April 1st, 1922. And the opening night apparently drew an enormous crowd of about 1,500 guests, plus another 500 outside. Lyman appeared on radio as early as 1922. He first recorded for Northrop Records and then for Brunswick, beginning in 1923. His orchestra toured Europe in 1929, appearing at the Kit Kat Club and the Palladium in London, at the Moulin Rouge and the Perroquet in Paris. They were in movies such as Hold Everything, Paramount on Parade, Good News, and Madame Satan. When Lyman was 50 years old, he left the music industry and went into the restaurant management business. He died in Beverly Hills at the age of 60. Okay, let's get started with the music. What I intend to do is play four recordings from each of the three bands that I'm featuring today, with the tunes that had been recorded by BIX. First recording I want to play is Sunday from July 26, 1926. I don't have the composition of the band nor the vocalist here. And I will follow that with the Mississippi Mud from March 28, 1928. These are Abe Lyman's Sharps and Flats. It's a band within the band. It is seven musicians from the bigger orchestra. And I believe the musicians are Fred Ferguson on trumpet, Orlando Martin on trombone, Al Baker on clarinet, Teddy Powell on banjo, Jake Garcia on tuba, Abe Lyman on drums. And the vocalist here is Phil Neely. So let's listen then to Abe Lyman first in 1926 and then in 1928, two tunes that Bix recording. First Sunday and then Mississippi Mud.
I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Thank you.
forgot to mention that in the recording of Mississippi Rag, the vocal trio must have been highly inspired by the vocal trio in the Paul Whiteman recording of Mississippi Mud. Okay, let's continue with the music. First, now I'm going to play San. That's from May 18, 1928. It's the Sharps and Flats, probably the same group that I listed earlier for the recording of Mississippi Mud. And then I'll play That's My Weakness Now from June 17, 1928. This is the full band with Fred Ferguson and Horace Smith on trumpet, Orlando Slim Martin trombone, Al Baker, Jim Welton clarinet, alto sax, Zip Keys clarinet, tenor sax, Harry Podolsky violin, Al Newman on piano, Teddy Powell banjo or guitar, Jack Garcia tuba or bass, Eb Lyman on drums, and I don't know the identity of the vocalist. So let's listen then to Abe Lyman playing two of Bix's tunes. This is 1928.
Thank you.
to play some of Bix's tunes recorded by Ben Pollack and his orchestra. First, let me tell you about Ben Pollack. He was born on June 22nd, 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, died on June 7, 1971 in Palm Springs, California. He was an American drummer and band leader from the mid-20s to the swing era. Among the musicians in his band, there were Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, Glenn Miller, Jimmy McPartland, and Harry James. He had the nickname of the Father of Swing. In 1920s, he played for the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In 1924, he played for several bands, including some on the West Coast, which ultimately led to his forming a band, the 12-piece Venice Ballroom Orchestra, in 1925. In 1926, his band was called the Ten Californias. From about 1928, with involvement from Irving Mills, members of the Pollack's band moonlighted at Plaza ARC and recorded a vast quantity of hot dance and jazz for their Time Store labels, Manor Perfect, Domino, Cameo, Lincoln, Romeo, under the names of Mills Merrymakers, Goody's Good Times, Kentucky Grasshoppers, Mills Musical Clowns, the Lumberjacks, Dixie Daisies, the Carolinas, the Whoopie Makers, the Hotsy Totsy Gang, Dixie Jazz Band, and Jimmy Bracken's Toe Ticklers. Combining Pollack's regular recordings with these side groups made Pollack one of the most prolific bands in the 1920s and 30s. In the fall of 28, he moved to Chicago and hired McPartland and Teagarden, and they played for Broadway shows and for the Park Central Hotel. In the meantime, Pollack decided to do vocals in his band and hired Ray Bauduc as the drummer. The band broke up in 1934, and many of the members soon formed a group led by Bob Crosby. Pollack reformed his band with Harry James and Irving Fazola, and in the 1940s, he organized a band led by comedian Chico Marx. Pollack was married to Doris Robbins, and they were divorced in 1957. In later years, after suffering a series of financial losses, Pollack grew despondent and committed suicide by hanging his home in Palm Springs in 1971. 1992, Pollack was inducted into the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame. One of his compositions is the jazz standard Tin Roof Blues from 1923. Well, let's get going with the music. First, in general, the recordings that I'm going to play are not the hot recordings, but more like on the dance band sweet side. First, from April 26, 1928, Sweet Sue, Just You. We have Jimmy McPartland and Al Harris on cornet, Glenn Miller trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet or alto sax, Gil Rodin alto sax, Bud Freeman tenor sax, Al Beller at Bergman on violin, Vic Bridis piano, Dick Morgan banjo, Harry Goodman tuba, Ben Pollack drums. And the vocalist here is Franklin Bauer. For that, with the December 24, 1928 recording of Futuristic Rhythm, we have Jimmy McPartland and Al Harris on cornet, Jack Teagarden trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Gil Rodin alto sax, Larry Binion clarinet tenor sax, Vic Bridis piano, Ed Bergman, Al Beller on violin, Bill Schumann on cello, Dick Morgan on guitar, Harry Goodman tuba, Ray Bauduc drums. And the vocalist here is Ben Pollack himself. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings that Bix had made. But these are recordings by Ben Pollack and his orchestra in 1928.
hit you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
The next two recordings are Maurice Chevalier standards, first Louise and then Wait Till You See My Cherie. They were recorded on March 1st, 1929 with Jimmy McPartland and Ruby Weinstein on the trumpet or cornet, Jack Teagarden trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, alto sax, Gil Rodin alto sax, Larry Binion clarinet, tenor sax, Al Beller, Ed Bergman violin, Bill Schumann on cello, Vic Bridis piano, Dick Morgan banjo, Harry Goodman brass bass, Ray Bodouk on drums, and the vocals are by Charles Roberts, a pseudonym for Smith Ballou. So let's listen then to a couple of tunes that Bix recorded, but these are recordings by Ben Pollack and his orchestra, 1928 and 1929.
Ben Pollack.
Mm-hmm.
Plays you, Ben Pollock.
Now we'll play a few recordings by Fred Rich and his orchestra. He was born in Warsaw, Poland on January 21st, 1898. He died in Beverly Hills on September 8, 1956. Among famous musicians in his band were the Dorsey brothers, Joe Venuti, Bonnie Berrigan, and Benny Goodman. He had a long stay at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. He recorded for Columbia, Paramount, and Vocalion under the names of Fred Richards, the Astorites, and the Hotel Astor Band. In the late 1920s, he became a musical director for various radio stations. In 1942, he moved on to a staff position with United Artists Studios in Hollywood, where he was to remain for most of his career. It was mostly an ordinary dance band, but between November 29 and March 31, there were a number of hot jazz versions of popular tunes with the notable solos by Bonnie Berrigan, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang. Among these recordings, we have A Pitch of a Pear from 1930, I Got Rhythm also 1930. In 1945, Rich was badly injured when he suffered a fall. As a result, he suffered from partial paralysis, but despite this, Rich continued to lead studio bands into the 1950s. He died at age 58 after a long illness. 1943, he was nominated for Academy Award for Original Music Score for Stage Door Canteen. And in 44, again nominated for an Academy Award for Original Music Score for Jack London. Okay, let's get started with the music. First, I'm going to play You Took Advantage of Me. This was recorded on May 4th, 1928. Fred Rich is on piano and directing. Bob Mayhew and another trumpet. Lloyd Turner on trombone. Nye Mayhew. Walter Livingston on clarinet, alto sax. Jack Mayhew on tenor sax. Al Duffy on the violin. There is a banjo, perhaps Joe Tardo on the brass bass, Ray Bauduc on drums. The vocalist is James Melton. I will follow that with Baltimore, recording in London on January 26, 1928. I don't have the full composition of the band, but we have Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Al Duffy on violin. The vocal is by Arthur Humby. So let's listen then to a couple of tunes that Biggs had recorded, but these are recordings by Fred Rich. This is 1928.
Thank you. here in Baltimore done to a brand new tune. In most every cabaret, from Dixie to Frisco Bay, they'll all be doing it soon. There's a dance called a black flag song called Baltimore. Oh baby, that step has got a rhythm that's hard. When they start playing, then they start swaying like an old sweet saw. When you start stepping about, get up and shout, hey! Now first you count the beat, you double it, then 3 feet, and then you just slide your feet right over the floor. There's a dance called a black flag, or whoever did before. No, sir, that new twister called Baltimore.
I will wind up today's program with two recordings by Fred Rich from 1927. These are tunes that Bix had recorded. But this is Fred Rich on December 10, 1927, The Man I Love, with a vocal by Von der Leith, and Who's Your Sweetheart from February 4, 1927, with a vocal by Sammy Fain and Artie Dunn.
Just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so on. all else above, I'm waiting for the man I
Hope you have enjoyed this program of big tunes recorded by other bands. It is always interesting to see how different groups record the same tune, and very often they are so different that they are almost like different tunes. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.